This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And what do we talk about here? Well, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's exactly right. Fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. It's hunting season here, though you wouldn't know it. You think it'd be fishing season right outside your door in your street with all the water we've got the last. Good grief. Anyway, here we are. No guests this morning. Lots to talk about, whatever you would like to talk about today, and we'll be more than glad to talk with you about that. The phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-660. That is if you are dialing from a landline and live outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can call us toll-free. Busy week. We talked about National Hunting and Fishing Day last week. I participated in the National Hunting and Fishing Day. We left here and went to the Associated Gun Club's range and set up a little table and talked to folks about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and gave out some free Maryland Hunting quarterly magazines. And we talked to quite a number of folks and enjoyed the day. We had our cohorts there from other organizations. Chuck, that calls in, was there with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters Association, and a number of folks came by, the Quality Deer Management Association folks, and the Maryland Bow Hunter Society folks, and National Wild Turkey Federation folks. We were all there basically talking about conservation, talking about what each of our organizations did in regards to the outdoors. And we stayed there from, you know, 8 to 4, I guess it was over at 4, and we stayed there. You know, the booth was set up by 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and we just kind of hung out and had lunch. I got to talk to the National Rifle Association guys. I got to talk to the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation regional representative there for the National Association of Sportsmen's Clubs. And so we met some nice people. We talked to some friendly folks, and we tried to raise a few bucks by selling a couple of raffle tickets for the coalition. So that's what we did. That was Saturday. Sunday was the first anniversary of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Before I talk about that, I would like to send a special thank you to our friend Fran, who calls from time to time. Fran composed a very nice framed letter talking about the coalition and what the Outdoorsman Radio Show has done for her and her life, and honored the coalition on its first anniversary. She sent that to me the other day, and I was honored to receive that, Fran. I just wanted to thank you publicly for that. And we just enjoyed it so much when it came through, and lovely card and nice words that you said. So we appreciate that. On Sunday, we gathered in Annapolis, 25 of us, representing 16 different organizations for what we call the Maryland Hunting Coalition First Annual Hunting Summit. The wildlife director was there. And we had, as I said, representatives from 16 organizations. For those of you who would like to see what was spoken about, what we talked about, what we covered, some of the issues and so forth, you can go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, which is mdhuntingcoalition.com. mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you will see on the front of the website a link there that takes you to the page, and it talks about our summary, and then under breaking news it talks about our it shows our press release about what was said there. But the summary is pretty interesting. It's about 4 or 5 pages long, and it talks about all the subjects a little more in depth that were covered at the summary. At the summit. The summit was simply a listening summit. We wanted to hear from the hunting community what issues concern them. And that was a lot of things were brought up. A lot of things were brought up. And let me see if I can go there real quick while we're talking. While I'm trying to find that, we'll talk about what happened later in the week. On Wednesday, that was Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, we worked on the summary, and you know what was actually said about the the future and the concerns of the hunting community here in Maryland. And well, there it is. There's the summary right there on Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and you can see the list of people who showed up. From local organizations, the entire Western Maryland Coalition showed up. Everybody from Carroll County West was represented by somebody in their organization. The Maryland Bowhunter Society, the Maryland Fur Trappers, the Quality Deer Management Association, Physically Challenged Bowhunters of America, the National Wild Turkey Federation, Delta Waterfowl, Allegheny Garrett Sportsman, Wildlife Advisory Committee members were there. Washington County Federation Sportsmen's Club, the Frederick County Sportsmen's Council, Carroll County Sportsmen's Association, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Delmarva Sika Deer Association, Independent Rabbit Hunter, the Montgomery County Civic Federation, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, and the Wildlife Director, as I mentioned. You can read the entire thing right there online if you like. Talks about a number of things, from Sunday hunting to sika deer management to the commercial sale of venison, suburban management of deer, fur trapping, dog training, bear and turkey baiting, subject that was talked about, recruitment, retention of youth, and the most important thing that was talked about was trespassing and poaching. And the focus on that. So I invite you to go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition or mdhuntingcoalition.org to look at that. So that's there. Wednesday night, I went to Washington, D.C. I represented the Maryland Hunting Coalition as a guest of Bass Pro Shops at the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation banquet. There were 640 people in the room, the top people from all the conservation organizations and the firearms and ammunition industry. There were people there who were conservation-minded. A couple of people there when I drove in and parked the truck for the for the valet service. There was Wayne LaPierre from the National Rifle Association. There was Richard Childress was there from RCR Racing, who's a donor and a board member of the NRA. Richard Petty was there in his cowboy hat and his regalia that he wears. And we got to see folks from top-level people from the industry, from all the NGOs, as they call it, the non-governmental organizations. These are people who are, folks like Boat U.S. and, again, all the conservation organizations as well. I met the CEO of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Rob Keck was there from Bass Pro Shop. Rob was the former CEO of the National Wild Turkey Federation. John Paul Morris was there. I got to spend a little bit of time with John Paul. Johnny Morris is his father, the founder of Bass Pro Shops. And we met with folks from the CCA and other organizations. The room was just filled 640 people there, as it was a benefit fundraiser for the Congressional Sportsmen's Foundation. And these are the folks that deal with the United States Congress in Washington on sportsmen's issues. And there were a number of representatives and senators. Met with a couple of them. Some of them are just as personable as you and I, and others are just as distant as they can be. But, you know, that's it. So met with people from the Dallas Safari Club, met with, you know, I can go on and on and on. I'm not bragging because I was just a tiny cog in that wheel. But it was always a good opportunity to talk to folks who are like-minded and talk about things that are on the plate of the sportsman's community. So let's see what else happened. Somewhere in there this week, I squeezed in a few hours of work. Last night, I can't remember where or how, but last night I was in Hagerstown. I was the folks at Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry were gracious enough to invite me to their benefit, their annual benefit in Hagerstown, and there were, I don't know, 260 people there, something like that. We spoke briefly about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, encouraged people to, you know, go to the website, talked a little bit about what we've done and what we're doing, and how sportsmen can get involved. So, it's been a long week. It's been a long week working for the cause. So, and here we are today speaking with you. Now that you've listened to all that stuff, how was your week? Wanted to hear from you folks. And today we start our annual fall muzzleloader giveaway, which means that the folks from CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, and BPI, Black Powder Guns, have again consented to offer a firearm a month, a muzzleloader a month, to some lucky listener. And how do you get in this contest? It's very simple. You call. You leave your name and number with Brian, our producer. He'll write your name and phone number down. And then you go on the air with me and say hi. That's all you have to say. You can ask a question. You can say, I just wanted to get in the contest, but you've got to go on the air. So we will invite you to start doing that immediately after our first break of the morning. What do you think of that? Ran into a fellow there that I knew, a fellow by the name of Benny Stauffer. And Benny asked me if I could talk about his upcoming sportsman auction. That's next Saturday. And it's on Leadersburg Pike, north of Hagerstown. And there are many, many mucho guns. There are 191 lots available, 191 items available. Lots of guns in boxes, lots of states at the 2015 annual sportsman's auction. And the way to find out about it is to go to stauffersauctioncompany.com. That's Stauffers, S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S, auction, C-O for company.com. And you can see all the pictures of all the items. You can sign up to bid online if you can't attend the auction. You can preview the auction next Friday evening from 6 to 8. And then go to the auction on Saturday. And it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday, October 10th. So I would invite you to take a look at stauffersauctionco.com. And see all the fine firearms and all the items available in the 2015 annual Sportsman's Auction, sponsored by Stauffer's Auction Company, Incorporated. And sign up to bid online or attend the auction next Saturday. That's stauffersauctionco.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. You could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shop, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. The Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. And the 2016 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic to the freshwaters of western Maryland. Almost 70 species in all. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, the Atlantic coast, catch and release, and even invasive species are the categories. There's also a youth division for the youngsters connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win great prizes. They gave away a boat, motor, and trailer this year, tackle packages, Costa gear, sunglasses, and a lot of cash. The fish are biting right now. Well, maybe not exactly today, but when it clears up a little bit, they'll be biting again. You can head out to the bay. You can head out to your local streams, rivers, and ponds, and you, too, might be eligible by catching a nice fish to be eligible for all these prizes. So, when the weather clears up, don't stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
CCR there for you to wake you up this morning on a dreary, dreary morning. I wouldn't blame you if you slept in and didn't listen to the show this morning, but here you are listening, and somebody may win a new muzzleloader at the end of the month when we draw the name out of the hat. So I don't want to talk much about this, but I will tell you that the gun debate is raging again because of a tragedy this past week in Oregon, and one of the dumbest statements I've heard by people trying to comment on the purchase of firearms that don't have a clue about how that process works and how the 4473 form has to be filled out and how you have to give your driver's license when you purchase a firearm and how you have to register your Social Security number and how you have to go through a, an FBI background check. I heard one of the talking heads, believe it or not, yesterday on Fox, right around 1:34, 1:35 yesterday, and this person said this: even if you haven't had criminal or mental issues, you can get around these provisions when you applied for a gun. What? Even if you haven't had previous criminal or mental issues, you can get around the provisions when you purchase a firearm? They ask you if you've ever been convicted of a felony. They ask you if you have ever been mentally adjudicated, if you've ever been adjudicated with mental illness. They ask those questions. But apparently, if you have not been a criminal or if you've not had mental issues in your life, according to some people in the media, you are getting around, circumventing, evading the system that's in place somehow that's set up by our federal government. Even though you fill out the form with your name, your address, your county, your Social Security number, your driver's license number, where you were born, your country of origin, and answer all the questions. Even if you haven't had a previous criminal or mental issue, you can still get around these provisions. Where are we in this country, ladies and gentlemen? Where are we? Are we ever coming back? I don't know. Well, Toronto was an interesting place the other day. A group of vegans, people who don't eat meat, crashed a Canadian steakhouse. And the one individual who seemed to be leading the charge, in my opinion, a rather deranged-looking woman, confronted the hostess with a group of vegans, non-meat-eaters, at a steakhouse. And she asked this little hostess, who seemed to be, taken aback and a little caught off guard, said, I'm looking at your menu. Where's the dog meat? Don't you serve dog meat? The video is hilarious, by the way. The little girl says, we don't eat dogs. We like dogs. She said, well, you serve beef here, and you serve chicken here, which is obviously chicken, and you serve pig here. And the little girl's looking at her like, yeah. Why don't you serve dog meat? That's the latest thing. Dog meat. Organizations called Direct Action Everywhere Toronto. Their campaign is Dog Meat Please. That's their hashtag. As a comment on their perceived hypocrisy, my carnivores and omnivores who will happily eat some animals but not others. That would be you and me. Carnivores and omnivores who happily eat some animals and not others. The woman blew past the hostess entered the restaurant. Attention, people! Guy's got, you know, guy's got a mouthful of, guy's got a mouthful of sirloin and looks at him and, what the heck is this? It's not meat! It's violence! We have a chicken who's been rescued from a processing plant and now in a sanctuary. She has a unique personality. She likes corn and watermelon and hugs. Can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. You just can't make it up. But here we are talking about him in Baltimore. And the reason we're talking about him in Baltimore is because we're not talking to you. And you can reach this radio station at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we are giving a muzzleloader away at the end of the month. And once again, the way we do that is we receive your phone call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. You give your name and your phone number to our producer, who then inscribes that on a official form that we kind of drew up from the, you know, scrap paper laying around here. And you go on the air. And at the end of the month, everybody's given a number and a ticket, and we shake the tickets up in the ticket shaker, the official ticket shaker, which may happen to be one of the hats I'm wearing that day. And the unbiased and uninvolved producer who doesn't know whose number relates to whose names randomly draws a ticket, and that person will win a brand new muzzleloader shipped to them by the fine folks at CVA. So encourage you to look at CVA.com and look at the muzzleloaders if you are a hunter or thinking about buying a muzzleloader, and then you simply call and attempt to win one. We're giving one away not only in October, but also in November, and again in December. So, or you can call in and talk about the chicken with a unique personality that loves corn, watermelon, and hugs. Or you can call in and talk about the talking head on Fox News that said, even if you haven't had previous criminal or mental issues, you can get around the provisions for buying firearms. In other words, if you're normal. I don't know if the chicken hugs back or not, Brian. I've never been hugged by a chicken. I really never have been hugged by a chicken. I mean, I've been, you know, flogged by a Canada goose, and that's not a pleasant experience. Once you go chicken, Brian, come on, man. I don't even want to talk to you. So, here we are. All right. Interesting conversation at the Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry benefit last night. Apparently the deer numbers are okay, as far as donated deer, donated does and donated deer to the program. But what's happening is folks are taking very, very small deer. They're just killing a deer to kill a deer to get their two does so they can go on and get another buck tag. And, I mean, it's the nature of the beast. If you can get around the system, you're going to get around the system. And they're not really getting around the system. It's very simple. If you take two antlerless deer here in Maryland, you qualify in any order, in any season, you qualify for a bonus buck tag. So apparently some people have to go out the first week of archery season and try and kill their two does and get that, quote, out of the way. Sometimes these does are smallish. And, you know, so the folks want to donate them right away because they don't want to fool with them, the early season deer. So they check them in. They take them to the meat processor. They get their does out of the way, as it was said, and go on with their season. Whew. Man, I got my does out of the way. Like it's a giant accomplishment to shoot a, you know, 6-month-old fawn. But some people think that it is. So the sizes of some of the donated deer have dropped, and it eats up the funding for farmers and hunters feeding the hungry, whose state funding has been cut in half this year, just so you know. So there may be a shortfall, and that's why the commercial says, as funding allows. So we'll see. I hope that last night's event helped a lot. Here we go. Let's talk to Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Great, sir. Great.
What's up?
Show.
Yep.
I just wanted to make a comment about the president's remarks concerning gun control. He's concerned about the mass shootings,
sure.
And yet he seems oblivious to the amount of people that are killed every weekend in Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and everywhere else that has democratically controlled draconian gun laws. And they don't solve any of those problems, and they're not concerned with those black lives in the least. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
It makes no sense. And to disarm legal or law-abiding people in this country and give criminals priority and the wherewithal to have advantage, as in other countries that have done the same thing, England, Australia, those gun crimes are committed with frequency, but there's no mention of that.
No, of course not.
And this guy just keeps lying every single day. I can't wait till he's done doing it to the American people. And thanks again. I love your show.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
See ya. There he goes. Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Being dry?
At the moment, yes. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
Not out there in the ground blind this morning, huh?
No, not a bit. I'm staying in the warm house.
Right.
Hey, last weekend, very, very informative weekend for me.
Oh, you came to the summit. That's right. Yes, indeed.
Well, it was a learning experience, and I'm looking forward to Blazing Camo Day again in February.
February 4th, Blazing Camo Day. That's a good thing you brought that up. That's for sure. I didn't mention it this morning. Yep, the second Hunters Rally in Annapolis, Thursday, February 4th. Yep.
Okay. And then also I'm looking forward to the banquet in March, too.
Well, we're doing that again March 26th, the last Saturday in March, again in Westminster at Martin's Westminster. And I asked Barry, our webmaster, to put that on the website. He said he'd try to get to it this weekend. We sat across from each other at National Hunting and Fishing Day, and we did seem to have a pretty popular raffle there, and that's also on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, the Deer Hunters Raffle with the 25-06 Marlin with a scope, with the Savage 220 20-gauge shotgun, slug gun, and then the Krypton bow from Martin. So, yeah.
And the good thing is, it all goes to support the coalition.
It does. It all goes to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition and our ongoing efforts in Annapolis. And what you didn't hear at the summit were some of the behind-the-scenes things that we're working on right now. We're not ready to promote those just yet till all the pieces are in place, but we are diligently working. We work year-round on hunting issues for the hunters in Annapolis, or for the hunters in Maryland, and we are involved in Annapolis, even though the session may not be ongoing. We work with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus on issues on a year-round basis, so that's what people don't know. One of the issues we were working with another group on, they said, oh, well, we didn't think that this was important to do anything until January when the session starts. And you simply say, look, you want to get that on the on the docket, you got to start working on it now, because right now is when the county delegations and the folks are meeting and deciding what they're going to do in January. So, you know, let's get with it, folks. Here's how the system works, and we know how it works. And if anybody's interested in the political system and how a law is passed in Maryland, that is also on the website, as is how to register to vote. If you haven't registered to vote, you don't like what's going on in Washington right now, you don't like what's going on in Annapolis necessarily or in your district, get on there and register to vote and get involved. I said last night in my speech, I said, hunters basically don't like politics. And some guy across the room, that's right. I'm like, you got to understand, folks, right down there in Annapolis is where all the regulations are made and where all the laws are made that affect us as hunters, our privileges, our tradition, and our lifestyle. So,
it was interesting at the summit having the young lady from Montgomery County
there. Yes, she was there. She's not a hunter, but she's concerned about the overpopulation of deer in suburbia. So that's, we addressed that. So, all right, Chuck, appreciate that.
Oh, I took a look at the auction online. Well,
oh yes,
and some nice things on listed there.
Oh, on the on Denny's Benny's auction, Benny Stauffer. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what the shame is? There's guns that are listed cannot be sold to Maryland residents.
I know. I saw it. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Governor O'Malley.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck in Hempstead. Got to move along.
All right, take a seat.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye bye. There he goes. We'll talk to Philip in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. A little moist around the edges here, but
that's okay. You are actually in Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm on a turnpike going
okay.
to Pittsburgh.
Gotcha. Good for you.
I had a special request, Mr. Ellis.
Okay.
As a truck driver. And a nighttime traveler, early morning traveler, daytime traveler.
Yes, sir.
I have this request.
What is your...
You may cough, sneeze, expel bodily gases, but please, please do not yawn on air.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I did do that, didn't I? Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. Grab your coffee.
I got it. That's the first thing I did. I flipped the top and took a drink. And
take a drink of coffee, man. Here, I'll join you. You ready?
All righty.
Oh, that's good coffee. There you go. How's that? That'll wake you up, Phil.
Oh, that's better.
All right.
You wouldn't think so, but for some reason, I don't know why, it's been that way for years. It is contagious.
It is indeed, yep.
I get so many, people get mad at guys. They'll do that on the CB. They just got up. They're not sleepy, but yet they'll yawn on the radio. And, oh, my God. It's rough.
All right.
It is.
Well, let me ask you, you had a comment about the chicken. Let's get right to it.
Yes, sir. I don't know why you're so mad at those folks or disturbed by those folks. I hugged the chicken just Thursday. I hugged the chicken.
Did you?
It was battered and had sriracha sauce on it. I'm like, oh, it was wonderful.
Well, it didn't hug you back, though, at that point.
Yes, it did. It hugged my belly. It was
real good. All right, Philip, I appreciate the call, brother.
All right.
All right, keep on trucking. Keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down, brother.
Hey, one other quick thing. The fishing store there beside 301
yeah.
50, they need to make truck parking.
All right.
Somewhere.
All right.
I've wanted to stop by there every time I go by, but there's no really good place, and it's all so tight to try to get in there, because I talked to you about the bow.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to get over there. I only get home for 34 hours.
Right.
On the weekends. So, Mother's list is long.
Uh-huh.
So,
all right,
Phil. They could do that. All right, take care. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Keep her safe. See ya. Yep. There he goes. All right, and we got Stan over there on Route 70, another truck driver. How you doing, Stan?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I'll say to upload at my Philadelphia truck driver's brother while he's up there.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just heading westbound, riding out the nor'easter, shooting rooster tails about 6 foot up
Yeah.
Everybody else is watching me.
Yeah, came through that last night coming back from Hagerstown. It was a mess.
Well, it's still hanging tight with us a little bit.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but not as bad as we've ever had it. But anyway, I just wanted to get into the contest, tell you we were still listening, and this is the highlight of most of our mornings on the weekend.
My show's the highlight of your weekend?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You have a sheltered life, brother.
Well, no, I started listening at about 11 o'clock, and every 11 o'clock at night, and everything is a little bit different, you know.
Yes, I do.
I need a down to earth show, but he is right about the yawning part. But the part that gets me is the sip of coffee, because I got another about 25 miles before I can reach down in this bulldog and grab my thermos, because I can't pour a coffee in this thing.
Keep on trucking, brother. Appreciate the call.
I got my raincoat with me. I'm all slickered up.
You're all slickered
up. All right, Mr. Allen, we'll be listening.
All right, Sam. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Right. See ya.
Yep. Bye-bye. See ya. All right, Mark and Towson, brother, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. Can we take Mark? Let's take Mark. I was gonna do a break, Mark, but I won't do it to you. How you doing, man?
I don't mind.
That's all right. What's up?
It's a great show. A lot of callers.
Yeah, well, give stuff away. People call.
Yeah. I was thinking, boy, it must be the weather. And then I said, no, I think it's the mother later doing that.
Yeah.
I had a friend whose father had a small farm, and they raised chickens, among other things. He found, in his experience, chickens were such horrible creatures, he wouldn't even eat them.
Chickens?
Having grown up on the farm.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to tell you why.
I don't want to know. It's okay.
It would be better to yawn.
No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. I can't do that for my truck-driving brothers out there.
No.
So.
I'll tell you, it's just one thing after another. I know our hunters, most decent people really don't like most politicians, and for good reason.
Well, that's true.
But it's imperative to register to vote and to support the Maryland Hunters Coalition and the NRA, one at the local level, the other at the federal. These are the people who defend us and our rights, because otherwise, when you've got people who are so absolutely ignorant in the media and dishonest in politics, you've got to defend your rights, otherwise they will evaporate.
Well, they're going to continue to visit this gun, how to apply to get a gun. And, they've never addressed it yet, a mental illness, criminal background. Apparently this guy, whatever his name was, had neither. He was just one of those, one of those loner losers in life that never did anything and never would and never accomplished anything. And he sought the recognition by doing this.
Well, we now know he was mentally ill.
Of course.
Because sane people don't do what he did.
Exactly.
They don't go out hunting Christians.
That's true. But this comment, I'm listening to Fox on the radio, and I have Sirius Radio in the truck, and I listen frequently. Even if a person hasn't had previous criminal or mental issues, they can get around these provisions. If you haven't had mental issues and you haven't had a criminal background, that simply means that you are a sane, honest, law-abiding person. What the hell is the guy talking about getting around the provisions to buy a gun? Isn't that the people you want to have guns?
It doesn't take a lot of ability or accomplishment in life to be a commentator, as some of these people have proved.
Good point. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, buddy.
Okay, have a great week.
Thank you, Mark. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Well, now, the auction was brought up there a minute ago by our friend Chuck, and the auction he was referring to is Stauffer's Auction Company is hosting the 2015 Annual Sportsman Auction in a little bit north of Hagerstown there on 21140 Leetersburg Pike in Hagerstown, and that will be next Saturday, October 10th, starting at 2 p.m. You can preview everything from on Friday evening from 6 to 8, and then go to the auction on the 10th at 2 o'clock. However, you can register online and bid online. There are some bids on some of those 191 items, mostly firearms online. I mean, there's tree stands and there's other stuff there. There were a couple of estates there. I think one of them, and he told me about, was 36 firearms from an estate. There's some M1 Garands. There's some Golden Boys, some Henry rifles and that type of thing. Guns in boxes that have never been out or fired and that type of thing. Of course, there are some used firearms as well. But if you would like to participate, you can do so online, and you go to Stouffer's, Stouffer's Auction Co., Auction Company, AUCTIONCO.com. That's StouffersAuctionCo.com, and you can view the 2015 annual sportsman auction. I think it's the third item down on the website. So check that out online, and maybe you'll be able to attend. Maybe you'll see something there that you like. But we appreciate Denny helping us out here with and letting the folks know. So there you go. StouffersAuctionCo.com. Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry, you please local farmers by reducing crop damage, and the 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, go to FHFH website, www.fhfh.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, one of the best deals in firearms right now as far as high-powered rifles are concerned is the Browning A-Bolt 3. The AB3 is a all-synthetic stock. It's a black finish, and it's got a 3-9 Redfield scope on it. Comes in a number of high-powered calibers from 270 to 308 to 30-06 to 7mm mag to 270 Winchester short mag to 300 mag to 300 Winchester short mag. It comes in all those calibers and more, and it's available at Clyde Sports Shop. It is a great deal on a high-powered rifle, and Clyde's has them at an extremely good price. So if you're looking for a new deer rifle, you can check them out at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, if you like the X-Bolt, Nice little step up from the AB3. You can check that out, too. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with the adjustable feather trigger and the detachable rotary magazine. Now, that's high-powered. You want to talk about shotguns? Well, let's talk about your average small-game shotgun, which would be a pump action, the BPS pump, available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge pump models, and also 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models. Has bottom ejection, a DuraTouch armor coating in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish, and it comes with three Invector Plus choke tubes for the shotgun models, not the slug gun, of course. Now, here we go. Auto loaders. The Gold Light 10-gauge. Billy really likes this gun. A proven standard for auto loading performance. Gas-operated auto loader with 3.5-inch chamber. If you're going after those big ducks and geese, you can handle that 10-gauge. That's the one. The A5, the Humpback. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. The Kinematic Drive System. Ergo Balanced. Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones. 12 gauges available in camo and black synthetic models, as well as the wood and walnut and steel, black steel, blued steel, excuse me. The A5, that's the one. The hump is back. That's all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Those are Browning Firearms. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. www.clydesports.com is that website.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For my truck driving
well,
brother.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are real wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys.
Not like some of the guys. Are we done? Dang. We were, huh? Say what? Another big hour. Yeah, in the can, so to speak. That's where I think Brian's headed after he's done here this morning. So. Ah, folks, we enjoyed it. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Help us out. We're the guys that are standing up for the hunters in Annapolis. And when you see some of the initiatives we got going on in 2016 in the General Assembly, it will get your attention. And we hope to have your support. So we're getting out of here for a little bit. Time for me to stay. Get out, stay out, stay safe, and we'll see you after the news right back here on the Outdoors and Radio Show.